Now, the NFL Eagles Weekly Report. Interviews with the coaches and players, league standings, and game schedule for the Eagles' upcoming games. Brought to you by Bo Diesel and Innisfail.
Joining me for this week's Bo Diesel Innisfail Eagles Report is Mark Bommersback, the overtime hero in Game 5. Mark, when it got tied 2-2 in the series, it got tied 2-2 in the game going to overtime. You know, how were you guys viewing this in the locker room there before you headed out for the extra session?
We just want to keep things simple, be smart with the pucks, get pucks out, get pucks deep, and we knew it was going to take one shot. We'll get one shot net and it's going to be over, and lucky it worked out for us.
On the play, tell me what you saw and how you were able to work your way in behind the defense.
Well, I kind of changed late and I don't know, might as well call it. It's kind of a risky play, right? Because if they score, I look like an idiot. But, I mean, it was a 5-on-4 for them, and I was hoping for the turnover, and we turned it over, and Knopper passed it up, and everything worked out well. So,
as you're going in on goaltender Dustin Butler, what are you looking for, and how did you put it past him?
Pretty much as soon as I got the puck, I knew where I was going, whether it was open or not. I usually deke, but I knew there was a guy behind me, so I just wanted to get it off quick, and it kind of rolled over his shoulder and in. So,
what was the feeling like then as you get to the corner and see you know, the whole crew coming off the bench at you?
Yeah, no, that was great. I mean, I don't know if I scored too many overtime goals like that, so to have that feeling and see everyone smiling, it was awesome.
How about your role on this team and being able to play in this series? You know, not everyone's able to make it throughout the season, but you're here for this series and you've been making a big impact.
Yeah, no, it's been good. I mean, everyone's been good. It takes a team to win games, and whether you're hitting guys, scoring goals, or keeping things simple, you know, we're not going to win if not everyone's on board, and that's what we've been doing. So it's so far so good.
The other goal you got tonight was on the power play. You got in tight. How were you able to find a way to get that puck past Butler and in?
That was just a hope play. I seen Beachy going to the net, and it kind of, I think, went off their defenseman, kind of rolled up over Butler. And again, to win those kind of games, you need those kind of breaks. So it was good.
On the power play, how comfortable are you guys feeling? And, you know, just how critical is every power play chance in this series?
Yeah, I know it's huge. And so far, the power play's been rolling, knock on wood. I've been moving the puck well. Even if we're not scoring, we're getting good opportunities. And as long as it stays like that, we'll be good.
This team overall, to be able to go from what was the last couple years, close games, but not getting a win versus Bentley, to have three now, just how much is the belief building in your locker room?
Oh, it's high for sure. I mean, we know we're not done this series by no means. They're not going to roll over and give us the next game. So we got to come out hard and take pace and lead the way. So
next game will be at home in Innisfail on Saturday night. What are you expecting from the community in terms of support for that one?
I'm sure it'll be loud and packed, and it's going to be good. It's going to be exciting.
Listen each week at this time for the Innisfail Eagles Reports, brought to you by Bo Diesel and Innisfail.